Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
He said to his father, "I sin against heaven and against you. Please forgive me." And as a good father, he hugged him, restored him, and threw a big party like we like to do for anything that happened. So there was a big party because his son came back home. But not just because he came back home, because he confesses, he recognized that he was wrong. Some of us are at home, but we think we're right. Well, we are that wrong. And we're not accepting our fault and recognizing where we had what we did wrong. So the Bible says that he admitted and he was restored. The Bible says also that if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive our sin and restore us. So let me ask this morning, how many of you have done anything wrong ever in your life? Okay, let me see. Everybody? That girl there? Yeah? No? Okay. We all, one way or the other, we always have missed the target. Sometimes intentional, sometimes we did it without knowing, but we all have done anything wrong, or something wrong in our lives. Maybe this morning, yesterday, or you're about to do something wrong after church. We all miss, but missing is part of life. Because only those that try can miss. I'm in New Orleans now. I need to be careful what I say, but I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I'm not ashamed of that, okay? That's my team. Ups and downs. More downs than ups, but that's life. That's football. We enjoy when things go right. We celebrate, but also we need to recognize we had a bad day, or a bad year, a bad decade, or bad 20 years. That's part of the process also. So in our lives, we have to come to a point that we have to recognize things are not always the way I intended it to be, and it's okay. So a father had how many sons? Two. We saw the rebellious heart of the younger one, but let's see the other one. He never left, and he didn't go anywhere. He was home, but how was he being at home? Sometimes we condemn others. Some of you last week probably said, "Man, I wasn't that one." But let's see if you have the same opinion after the sermon this morning. Verse 25. You have your Bible there with you? Because otherwise it's my idea and you don't know what the Bible says. So let's stick with the Bible, okay? Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. And when he came near to the house, he heard the music and the dancing. Listen to this. The older one that stay home and work like slave, he will mention that later on, he was on the field working hard. When he came home, he heard that there was music and dancing in his house, and he wasn't invited. That's the problem. It's like you going home now, and you see, when you turn the corner to go to your house, you see a line of cars, music and party, you say, "Wow, the neighbor is throwing a party today." And when you come closer to your house, you notice it's your house. Would you be surprised? Of course. I didn't get permission to this. So that's what the situation that he saw when he came close. So he went to the reliable source and asked one of his servants, what in the world is going on in my house? I need to know. Verse 27. Your brother has come home, he replied. And your father has killed the fattened calf because he came back home safe and sound. What will be your reaction if you hear this? Remember, you're the one that stay home. You're crazy, ugly. We all have that brother or sister, right? The worst one of the family, the black sheep or white sheep, depending which color your family is. Okay? But the one that left, the one that rebelled, the one that went against everything. Do you know which one it is? If you're the only one, I'm sorry. That's you. But there's one of those brothers. I have two brothers. We're three in total. And there's this one. By the way, okay, we're recording, so. But there's always one crazy brother. And so when he heard my brother came back home, what happened in his heart? And remember, we're inspecting, we're searching, we're seeing the condition of the heart of our children, because it's not only what we see from the outside, is the reaction from the inside that really determines what's going on in people's life. So the Bible says here, when he heard that his brother came back home, how would you react? How did he react? And the servant gave more details that he needed, because he didn't say, oh, your brother came home and there's party and that's it. But he said, no. You know, the big fat calf that we all take care of is gone. That's more information that he needed to receive. And then, verse 28, look what the Bible say here. The older brother became what? Angry and refused to go in. Remember, we're talking about how the condition of people's heart is. And this is just throwing a little bit of light of what's going on really in his heart. Remember, he didn't go anywhere. And sometimes we say, oh, the rebel one, he left. So this one is the good one. He stay home. He's not doing anything. He's just go work and come back home and everything is fine. But where is he really? I'm not talking in the location, because the Bible says that he was in the field. He was working. Yes. But the condition of his heart, where was he? Because how in the world do you know you heard that your brother came back home sound and you get angry? What's going on? And not only that, he refused to go in. He didn't want to go celebrate. He doesn't want to be part of what's going on. Have you been mad with your brother or sister ever? Yeah? But there's time that we need to come back to our senses and fix things, right? I remember one of my brother, we were mad with each other for something that happened. And I will say this correctly, he stopped talking to me. I tried to talk to him, but he didn't want to. Not for a week, not for 2 weeks, but for 2 years. No conversation. I will ask my mom how he is doing. I'm living here in the States, he is in the Caribbean, but he won't answer. Until one day he decided to talk to me and I was ready because... But there's situations like that. You remember Joseph. Joseph in the Bible. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 50 that he and his brother had conflict because they wanted to kill him 90 years before. And 90 years later, he was there in the power for everything, but the brothers were scared of him because of the condition of their heart. Where are you this morning? Are you outside because you're mad? Because the one that left came back and father threw up a party? And look at the excuses that he's bringing to his father. So he refused to come in. So the father went out and pleaded with him for him to come back in. Verse 29. But he answered to his father, "Look, all these years I've been slave for you and never disobey you, your orders. Yet you never give me not even a young goat to celebrate with my friends." Can you see or feel a little bit what's going on? Sometimes we read the Word of God so fast and we miss a lot of information that God is putting in His Word for us to relate with so that we can understand where we are. It's not so we can judge others or point finger to others, but it's like a light to my own heart, my own life. The Bible is saying here, the father came out and pleaded with him, "Please come back home. Your brother is back. We're in. We're celebrating. Come celebrate with us." But he was mad. He was angry. And he said to his father, "I worked for years slaving my life away. Is that true?" No, that's not true, because remember in verse 11, the father gave both of them their inheritance. So actually everything that he had is his. He didn't have to ask that for anything. Actually, the dad was living with him, if you want to put it that way. And then he said, "I never disobey any of your order, ever." Is that true? Have any of you ever... you guys answered that question already, right? We all messed up. None of us can say, "I never disobey you in anything." Because we mess up. We miss the mark. Because of our nature, who we are. And now he's complaining that he never got a goat to do carne asada with his friends. All is yours. Why are you complaining? The focus is not on the goat or the calf. The focus is your brother. Verse 30. Listen to the words here. Or you can read it because you have your Bible. "But when this son of yours..." Can you hear what he's saying? "It's not my brother. It's your son. I don't have anything to do with him. It's your son. When your son came back, the one that squandered his properties, his wealth with prostitute, came back home, you kill the calf for him." I have a question here, and maybe I'm asking too much of myself sometimes, but how did he know that his brother spent his money on prostitutes? There was no Instagram, Facebook. I sent a note to a pastor yesterday, and I said, "Happy anniversary." And he said, "Wow, you remember." Facebook told me. He posted that. So I went on what he said. So I reply to that. But how in the world he knew what his brother did? He didn't mention the pigs. Oh, your son that was living with pigs came back home. No, your son that squandered his belongings with prostitutes. How did he know? Most likely, he is revealing his desire. He didn't do it, but he wanted to. He wasn't there. He didn't get the opportunity to go and live the wild life, but his brother did. So he was actually upset that he didn't have the opportunity to do what he wanted to do, but his brother did. Sometimes we see face, but we don't see the heart behind those faces. What they're really boiling, developing, creating inside. Like you guys know, we have three daughters, and each one of them are different. One of them will yell and scream and tell exactly what she thinks, and the other one won't say anything. And we say, oh, that one is the crazy one. But we don't know where the heart is. I remember one time, years ago, something happened. And my wife told me what this daughter of us did. So I went to her and I yelled at her. I was mad. I yelled at her. And so she stood there and she was shaking, because she was scared for my reaction. And I told her what I wanted to say, and I turned around and left. And my wife said, go see your daughter. So I went there. She was standing there and still shaking. I wanted to hug her. She said, no, don't touch me. After hours later, we were able to talk, and she said, I never see you so mad in my life. And I was terrified. I reacted, I can't see my face, right? Have you ever took a selfie of yourself when you're mad? No, right? So no one do that. So you don't know, but you do react. And you hurt people with what you say or what you do. So this brother, he was revealing his heart. He was expressing what he was really feeling in the middle of this situation. And that thought, oh, he was here. He's okay. Nothing is happening with him. But his heart was far away from home. Then that come into the picture. And he needed to set the record straight. Verse 31. Are you there with me? Verse 31, it says, my son, that reaffirming you are my son. You always with me. Is that true? Yes. And anything I have is yours. Is that true? Yes. But it has been, but we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours, it's not my son, it's your brother. That is setting the record straight here for him to understand what is the real thing here. Because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and it's found. That is coming back in the picture and saying to the son, you may be angry, you may be mad, but all those reasons that you presented are wrong. Because this son, this young brother is your brother. Everything I have is yours. You always has been here, but I have been here also with you in this process. And you may be mad for what your brother did, to me, actually, but I forgave him a long time ago. I receive him back, and we're celebrating. So you don't have actually no reason to be mad, because the money that he squandered wasn't yours. It was my money. And I forgive him. What in the world? Why are you mad for something that didn't happen to you? The reality of the matter is this. It was nothing to do with the belongings that he squandered. It's all to do with the condition of the oldest son's heart. What we do is just revealing where our heart is. When you see people getting mad, people fighting, people yelling at each other and say bad things, I mean, it's just an opportunity for them to express themselves, something that they may have never had the opportunity to do so. Now there's an audience, people that are listening, so now they're expressing. Do you see what that did? He listened to him. He listened to all his complaints and all his hurt in order for him as father to set the record straight. You may be feeling this way, but this is wrong. This is the right thing. But you know, doesn't matter how bad we are, it all comes to the point when we recognize that we did something wrong and we want to fix it. That's the most important thing. Remember the younger son? He left. He squandered everything he had. But the Bible says in verse 17, he came to what? His senses. He woke up. And when people wake up and see the reality of life, there's an opportunity to change. And that's what all this story is all about. But let's see the process of restore. Because he is outside. Remember? Remember the younger son, he was with pigs. This older son is outside now. The party is inside. Let's go inside and celebrate. Verse 33. Look with me here. The process where the older son is restored to the fullest. Verse 33. Do you have it there? I see you guys. You normally put the verses there, right? Verse 33. Luke chapter 15, verse 33. Are we there? No, verse 33. We just read 32, and now verse 33, the process of restoring. You don't have it? No, verse, chapter 15, Luke 15, 33. What kind of Bibles you guys have? Luke 15, 33. No? Oh. There's no verse 33 in mine either. You know what that means? The story finished. And the son is still outside. Sometimes the worst son did the worst thing, but he came back to his senses. He came back home. This one is still outside. I wish, some of you got desperate, right? You said, man, what happened with my Bible, right? But there's no verse 33 in my Bible either, and any Bible, because he make a decision, a conscious decision, I don't care. I'm not coming back. The music, the party is still going on, and you're outside. You know, that's sad. Because Bible says that God forgives everybody that recognizes their sin. He will not forgive those that will stay stubborn and still fighting against him and still never admit their fault and think they're right. You won't go nowhere until you repent. You will not receive God's grace until you repent and admit that you did wrong. It's a choice. Some of us went home last week saying, man, praise God, I'm not the younger one. And my question is, who are you related to now? Would you want to be inside or outside in the cold? It's a decision. But some of us has been walk outside, have been staying outside for years because we didn't want to restore our relationship with someone. A brother, a sister, a cousin, mom, dad. Because we're so proud, we think we have it right, and we're still outside. All of us are represented here. There's two choices. You're the younger one that rebelled, squandered, but repent, came back to your senses, and was restored. Or you're the oldest that's always there, but your heart is far away from home. This morning, I want to give you an opportunity that all of us can review ourselves. And ask yourself, where am I? Am I inside or out?
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.